Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on The Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry Hops Infused Hard Seltzers.
Pelican Brewing Company on the scoreboard with today's Daily Ticker, and in your hand with summertime refreshment. Reach for your favorite Pelican brews at a store near you. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. The synergy in this segment is always perfect when we get the handsome Joe Freeman on, because his Twitter picture is him drinking, I don't know if it's a beer, but he's got something in his hand, and he's on the beach. So I'm just imagining that it's a pelican in his hand. And joining us now is a man who is back to covering the Portland Trailblazers, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Freeman. Handsome Joe Freeman. The Twitter handle finally makes sense again, at Blazer Freeman on Twitter. First off, dude, congrats. How excited are we to be back on the Blazer beat?
Yeah, looking forward to it. It's been a good 5 years. Nice little break. Do something different. Missed all the bad stuff. You know, missed the trading and the flopping and the flailing and the tanking. And I'm just going to slide right back in when things are starting to look promising. That's how I roll.
Let's be honest here. It's good to have you back on the beat. I got a Rip City Report question for you. Is that going to be a thing again? Yeah. Are we Walton or
rekindling old lovers? Let's go.
Odin, what?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I just the news is just breaking here about returning. So we haven't delved too deeply into the details. I have to get back to you on that one.
Okay, the thing I want to ask you, and it's just, mm-hmm. Joe, it's just me, it's you, it's Dirt, like, that's it.
We're just hanging and talking.
It's just us. Yeah. It's just us. It's just that we're chilling on a Thursday morning, you know, we're relaxing, getting ready for the weekend.
I mean, that's right. What are you not excited for? What's the part of the gig that's like, I don't want to eat food in Oklahoma City? Like, what's the little thing about the gig you're not excited for?
Any more time away from the family is never never something I look forward to. And, you know, you get to about January, you know, you start questioning your life's decisions. You're like, I don't have anything to write about. I've written everything I could possibly write. The team is, you know, it's in a lull. You're in Milwaukee on a Tuesday, you know. That kind of a situation. Those are probably the two things that pop fresh to mind.
Okay. And my response to that is, wait, I thought the NBA season started in January. They start before then? There's games going on before
exactly.
then?
Exactly. Exactly.
calendar.
Yeah.
Let's get to this. So, I mean, in the news yesterday, like, you're jumping in. I mean, you joke about it, but it is a really interesting time, right? Dame is back. which that elicits all sorts of opinions. Everybody just, well, this is the best thing that's ever happened. And some people saying, well, he's 35 and he's coming off an Achilles injury. Does it fit with your young guards? And the team's up for sale. And we're all fearful of a moving. Are we moving to Seattle? Is it going to be the, you know, the Seattle Trailblazers? This group comes out yesterday saying, keep our Blazers in Portland. I'm just curious what your reaction was to that and thoughts on the message maybe that sends to calm some of the nerves of the fans.
I think anytime you have a large local swell of support with prominent people, I think it's always a positive, you know, and they're talking about generating funds for improvements to Moda Center, or to at least investigate that, or to build a new arena. I don't think anybody knows what's going on with that. And a lot of that will be incumbent on what a new ownership group comes in and does. But I think it's, generally speaking, a positive development for the franchise and its future in Portland. I mean, I could be naive. I could be in the minority. I don't see the Blazers leaving this city. But I think anything like that, you know, ensures that belief comes to fruition.
I know they're trying to sell the team, and so now it's at a point where it's like people just want to make the most money they possibly can. Mm-hmm. So I guess in a way this would go against the interest. Could the team do anything publicly that would maybe help, like, the Rip City, you know, nutsos out there that are losing their minds and scared they're going to lose their team? Like, do you think the team could do anything to help kind of calm some of the waters a little bit?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. Because on the one hand, if you're an ownership group that's on the way out, you can't make any promises, because when anything gets sold, you know, it's up to the new group to decide what it is they're going to do. They've got that, obviously, the bridge lease in place until, what is it, 2930? Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's another 4 or 5 years there. Everybody looks to what happened, rightfully so, to Seattle. But there were so many things behind the scenes and so many issues along the way that led to that. And I've listened to an incredible podcast on that fairly recently. The Ringer did a podcast years ago, and they kind of resurfaced on my radar. And there was so much going on politically in Seattle that kind of led to that even becoming a thing. And it had to do with, you know, stadium financing, because the city had financed multiple stadiums, you know, for baseball and so forth. And even they financed a remodel of, you know, the Sonics Arena when it was Key Arena downtown. And they did such a poor job of it that very quickly it wasn't modernized. So I just went on a tangent there and trying to answer your question. But I don't know what a current ownership group could do to quell any fears of fans. I think going back to the original topic, the group that is, you know, trying to do something locally that, you know, is deeply rooted in Rip City, will go a long way for that. I think politically we've seen support with Ron Wyden and others who are very outspoken about keeping the team. I think all of that helps. But, you know, from a financial standpoint, it's going to be interesting, because it very well might take some public-private, you know, dual financing for any type of an arena. And to be completely clear, I have not done this wealth of research and digging on this subject. I just switched back over. So this is just all my opinion. It's not any reporting-based, you know, facts.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
We're talking with Joe Freeman, the handsome Joe Freeman, our favorite Blazer Freeman on Twitter, covering the Blazers once again after long last for the Oregonian, back after a 5-year hiatus. I will ask you, I mean, I'm trying to think of my timelines. I think Paul died in, what was that, 2018? When did Paul die?
The Pelican series, yep. After that.
Yeah, so you were covering the team when Jody took over. I'm just curious, like, now, because I tend to agree with you, Joe, on the, I have a really hard time seeing them move, especially to Seattle. Like, of all the places just up north, I don't even know how people in Seattle would feel about that. The whole thing's weird. I don't think it's going to happen. Jody's ownership tenure is very unique. We never once heard her speak publicly. She never once gave an interview. Now the team is for sale. I'm curious where you're at on that and what it means. I know it's an unknown. We could get some guy from China that we never hear from, and maybe he doesn't care about winning, and maybe we get an Ishbia, maybe we get a Ballmer. Where's Joe Freeman at on that after 5 years away, and now Jody's selling the team?
Well, there was always a deadline on that because of the trust and all of that. I remember having a conversation with someone well before this, years ago, and this person was like, I mean, there is an expiration date on this. It's legally, you know, she had to sell it as part of the trust. And I think it was pretty clear she was just waiting for the right time to capitalize generate the most money, rightfully so, as someone who's in that position, that's sort of your charge. I don't know what type of owner she's been, because I haven't, you know, been in the weeds on that. Internally, what I've always heard is she's always been, good to work with and eager to do whatever the front office and coaching staff wanted from that standpoint. But it will be intriguing to see what type of owner comes in, because we've had Paul Allen or the Allen family for what, since the 90s or since the 80s. So it's all modern day Blazers know, and it will be a new era. I do agree with you on the Seattle thing, though. It seems to me the league is just using Seattle as a threat to any franchise to get any new infrastructure and buildings, right? I mean, it's a team needs this or a team needs that. Well, they can always move to Seattle, so you better do something locally. I mean, I don't know how long that's going to be able to last, but that seems to me that's the play there.
Yeah. Final one for you, Joe, because we appreciate the time, my man. I know there's kind of a million little things, but is there one thing in particular that strikes your interest? You've dove into the beat again. You're at the Drew Presser. I saw that. Like, what is something that's catching your attention right away being back on the beat about the current Blazers?
Well, it's obviously a transition from this. They're trying to balance this whole, we want to be a playoff team, but we still have this pretty young roster. And I guess one of the more interesting things, just from a bird's eye view, is Scoot Henderson. And is he the guy, and is he going to take the next step? I think internally the organization would, sure, they're banking on that. They invested a high draft pick on him. And if he is going to be the guy, can you imagine a more ideal and perfect scenario to be in than to have Drew Holiday, Damian Lillard, and Chauncey Billups be your three, you know, be your mentoring, nurturing core? I mean, you've got a future Hall of Famer in Dame, a two-time All-Star and six-time All-NBA guy in Drew Holiday, a two-time champion, and then a Hall of Fame coach. I mean, if he's ever going to be the guy, we're about to find out, because you cannot have, you know, a better situation to grow in than that. And for a player who's taken his lumps and had his ups and downs on the court for 2 years, you know, he's stepping into a time where, you know, he needs to really show if he's the guy. And I think that's quite clearly one of the biggest storylines going into this season.
Big year three for Scoot Henderson. It'll be a big year one for Joe Freeman back on the beat of the Blazers. Back where he belongs, Blazer Freeman on Twitter. Go give him a follow. Once again, covering the team for the Oregonian. Handsome Joe, it is always great to catch up with you. Hopefully the Florida State fan has eaten the poop by now and you have a happy football season. And let's do this again soon, buddy.
It's great. Love talking to you guys. We'll talk to you again soon, all right?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.